awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Steam Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey, hope you're having a wonderful day. Good morning.
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
It is
Thursday.
We have a jam-packed show today.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize until I walked in this morning and heard everyone that was coming in to hang out with us.
We got Congressman Steve Pierce going to be in studio with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project will also join us. And it is the big day, Theology Thursday, featuring Brian Nixon and Jarrett Petros squaring off. Pastor on pastor, mano y mano to the death.
Mono? I don't want to be around people with mono.
Yeah, then you need to go.
I'm going to have to leave.
You actually are mono-ridden. So.
Actually, that means I can't get it again.
Oh,
what?
Really?
It's like chicken pox.
Oh, well, then wouldn't you want to get it so that you don't have to ever get it again?
No, because it's the worst month of your life.
Okay.
No, it's not how that works.
I've never had it.
Oh, okay. Well, here, sure. Take a drink of this.
I didn't date Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, are you kidding me? Why? Why?
We're going to have a great show today. I'm excited. Are you excited to be here or what?
I'm so excited. I cannot move.
I know. You decided to join the crowd. Decided to go with the flow, do what everyone else
jumped
is doing.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
I liked you better when you were independent and didn't care what anybody thought.
I was the most independent thing I've ever done.
CrossFit? Really?
Yes.
The most independent thing you've ever done?
All I heard every so often was Nick, the guy who runs the CrossFit place I was at, yelling at me.
Right, that's why it wasn't independent.
But most of the time, my eyes were closed and I was just doing sit-ups or push-ups and I couldn't look at anyone because I'd just get so distracted and just cry. I would seriously just be like, I can't do this! And he kept telling me to do like 100 push-ups. I can't do one push-up on a regular day.
What? Sorry.
So let me just tell you that my muscles are... Well, I'm...
So are you going to go back? Are you going to keep doing it?
I probably will go back in like a week and a half. I have to heal. It's been days.
Like a week and a half?
Yeah. Oh, he told me that I was going to be sore for an entire week.
Well, of course you are.
I can't straighten my arms. People, have you done CrossFit? Why is this a thing?
Like, it's the stupid
thing.
I will never do it. I'm sorry, everybody who does CrossFit. I don't mean to insult you. It's probably amazing, and you're way more in shape than I am.
But you know what?
It's great.
I look down at my arm, and I feel way more ripped than I did before I went. Like, I feel I feel like my arms are huge.
No, they're still...
No.
They're still tiny.
I got muscle. I'm ripped now. I probably never have to go back to CrossFit ever again.
Yeah, we should arm wrestle later. We'll see.
I can't arm wrestle.
CrossFit versus the person who does.
How about in like a week?
Okay.
It's been half a week so far.
All right.
So in a week, I will arm wrestle you and win.
I refuse to arm wrestle Teo because he would beat me. Because he's an actual CrossFitter.
He's been like for like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, a month. He's been going since January. Anyway, it was intense. 100. Can I tell you what I did?
Teo did the same thing that day.
Oh my gosh.
And he came home and he was like, today was awful.
Okay.
And he told me all about it.
So
100 sit-ups, 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups.
100 all, like, squats.
100 squats.
And after, okay, so I got to like 82 and Nick was sitting there just like yelling at me. Like he gave me like a 10-second, like a really fast 10-second countdown.
Uh-huh.
Like not seconds, like 10, 9, 8 countdown to get my breath. And then I had to go back into squats. And let me just tell you, I got to 82 squats. And
that's
then,
pretty good, dude.
And then I high-fived him and I walked straight to the bathroom and... lost it. Just threw up. I'm sorry. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
That's awesome.
But you know what?
It's awesome that you would share
that. I was
that.
Terrified. I was terrified that once I started throwing up, I wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
I just felt so much better after that. I'm burying all, world.
Proud of you. Proud of you. You did a good job. I refuse. I will never do it. Everybody says I have to.
You have to.
And then I remember that I'm a grown-up. I'm an adult. And I don't have to.
You do.
So, no thanks. I'm good. I'll go play Tomb Raider or something.
Oh,
I got my
PS4
back, so I'm good to go.
Do you want to see your grandchildren someday? You're not going to because you're not in shape.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in shape.
No, you're not.
I'm totally
don't
in shape.
Don't even try it.
I bet you. Later today. Oh, you're
I can't
you're sore.
Do this right now.
Never mind. I was going to say, I'll challenge you to a push-up contest.
I did 65 push-ups. Don't
good.
You try me. 65.
That's pretty good. Over the course of how long?
10 minutes.
Okay. That's good. We're going to have a push-off Push up off.
Do you know that dogs are forever in the push up position?
Are you being serious right now?
Forever in the push up position.
That's hilarious, actually. All right, we got a great show today.
Yep.
I'm excited. Congressman Pierce is going to be here. Clay Schroff, Aspen Project. Theology Thursday, the great debate is on.
Oh, man.
Old Earth, New Earth. You decide. We're going to have two dudes squaring off. One that believes the Earth is about 10,000 years old. One that believes the Earth is billions or however old.
This will be interesting.
Billions? Yeah. Billions. Scientist versus theologian. Actually, they're both
the same.
Total theologian. Yeah.
They're like besties.
Yeah,
they just believe
great.
In opposite things.
I can't wait. It's like me and Teo to the 10th degree.
Yeah, it really is.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
so,
man.
Still trying to figure out if I'm Jared or if I'm Phoenix.
You're Phoenix.
I am?
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. I'll hang with that. That's coming up.
As well as breaking news and birthdays.
Of course. Get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The Mexican state of Sonora has issued a ban against 60 baby names. Including Facebook and Rambo.
What?
You're not allowed to name your child Rambo.
That is stupid.
I know you've been wanting to name your child Facebook for a really long time.
Not Facebook, but Rambo? Come on, Mexico. Estupido. Is that how you say stupid?
Sure.
Okay.
That's how I say stupid.
That's
in
lame,
Spanish.
Man. Come on, Rambo.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he was like a crazy American who like went nuts and like...
The American.
Yeah. They're like, no.
Yeah.
No, está aquí, Rambo. That means Rambo's not here, right?
Yeah.
Woo! I just said woo.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Same thing in English. Woo!
Except there was an exclamation mark upside down that you didn't see in front of it.
It's not one of those things that you can't really see. There's a mysterious insect that's devouring Texas's 1 billion sorghum crop. I don't know what sorghum is. S-O-R-G-H-U-M. Should have looked that up.
Sorghum, come on. You don't know what sorghum is?
No.
It's vital. You use it every day.
No way. No, I do not. You're lying.
Sorghum.
You're lying right now.
Yeah, totally. Sorghum.
S-O-R-G-H-U-M. It sounds like, well, because of gum. I'm like, is there something to do with gum?
It's a grass.
Obviously.
Which is raised for grain. And many of which are used as fodder plants, cultivated as part of a pasture. That's actually pretty important. Our cows are eating sorghum.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Jordan's wife gave birth to twin girls. So Michael Jordan has twins now. And three men were arrested for mailing from California to Hawaii meth stuffed inside mannequin heads.
What?
Mannequin heads.
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
Meth. What part were you wanting to know about?
Touche, Michelle. Touche!
A Columbia University art historian says that there is overwhelming proof that Michelangelo used to create forgeries and sell them as antiques.
Wow.
What?
Michelangelo used forgeries to create antiques.
Oh, is that what I just said?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
New research shows that crocodiles can climb trees?
Oh.
What?
We are hosed. We are
Florida,
hosed.
Florida, stay inside your homes.
Yeah,
do not
real.
Go outside of your homes, Floridians.
That's so sad.
They can climb trees?
Yeah. Even the old people that are retired there can't do that. So they have no chance.
Man. Vladimir Putin's been hanging out at the Olympics in
mm-hmm.
other news.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympics are still going on in other news. Because I've totally... For some reason in my mind, I thought the Olympics were like 3 days.
Here's what happens is the X Games, Winter X Games happens right before and that's more fun and exciting. You're like, Winter X Games! And blah, 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 blah. And then the Olympics happen right after and you're like, man, I swear I've been watching the Olympics for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we're still watching in the background, but not as closely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Shaun White, fourth place, didn't even medal.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard.
Day.
But I hear that it was kind of like a a weird, because it was like a almost like a half pipe, right? That he was, and there was like slush everywhere, and everyone kept falling, but he was falling.
Blame
more.
It on your surroundings.
No big deal.
He only has himself to blame.
In other news, John Travolta wants to play the villain in the next Bond movie.
No!
I was waiting.
No! It's not that he's terrible.
It's that he's terrible.
No, he's not.
No, he plays, you know what? I saw him in Hairspray, and he was really good as a girl in Hairspray.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw him in Grease, and that was...
That was like 30 years ago. Are you kidding me right now?
What? I did
I'm
see him in Grease.
I'm trying to think of new movies where I was like, yeah, dude, John
and
Travolta.
There aren't any.
If there's anything this movie needs, it's more John Travolta. He was the bad guy in Punisher, and that was terrible.
Was it really bad?
I thought it was. I preferred the other one. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Swordfish and Broken Arrow.
Ooh.
I never saw
Swordfish
either.
Especially. You know what? He was a pretty good bad guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Face Off.
Nope. That movie was terrible. Oh, that movie was terrible.
A new survey by the Pew Research Center points out a milestone of sorts. For the first time, the percentage of women marrying a man with a lesser education is greater than the percentage of men marrying a woman with a lesser education.
Wow.
It's close, 21 versus 20%, but expect the gap to widen. Among newlyweds alone, the figures are 27% versus 15%. Pew Research Center uses the phrase marrying down in its write-up of the results, but emphasizes that the phrase only refers to education, not economics. In fact, most women, 58% of them, who had more education than their husbands in 2012 actually earned less money.
Wow.
Huh.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't
know what you're talking about.
You're the only one in the room.
Chrissy totally married down. I'm sorry, honey. I apologize to her every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you
She
really?
Could have done so much better. She really could have.
More on the names that are outlawed in Mexico. I'm going to get there. Don't worry. Twitter, okay. Yahoo. These are all names that are outlawed in Mexico. They are banned. You cannot name your child these names.
I get that.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Hashtag?
I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Harry Potter. James Bond.
What?
Rambo. And then... And then surgical names like circumcision.
Are you serious?
You cannot name your child that.
Who would name their kid that?
Obviously someone tried.
And in Mexico, obviously it would be circumcision.
I can't give you a great high five. I'm sorry.
Come on! CrossFit, give me a high five!
Also banned are the names Hitler, Email, Burger King, and RoboCop.
Which hit theaters yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, the new RoboCop came out.
Did it get good reviews?
I think so. My life partner, Mateo, is gone, so I don't have any money to make up his name.
Oh, man.
Ah!
In other news, okay. Justin Bieber's mom, Patti Mellette, is standing by her son amid lots of controversy surrounding the 19-year-old singer and his legal drama, which includes a Miami DUI arrest. A source says, as any caring mother would be, Patti is genuinely concerned for Justin, and she said in many interviews before that she doesn't have her head in the clouds and keeps in very close touch with Justin.
She does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Glad you know that. She talks with him almost every day. I just want to know if you knew that.
I did.
Which is likely more than any mom and a 19-year-old son.
Yeah.
As for Bieber's questionable decisions as of late, the source goes on, Patti never makes excuses for her son, but she is not going to turn on him for the approval or opinion of the world.
My mom did that. It worked out really well. It did work out.
Seth Meyers has revealed his first late night's lineup. He has a full lineup of guests to welcome him to late night in his debut week, which kicks off February 24th.
I can't wait.
For his inaugural episode, previously announced guests and former SNL colleague Amy Poehler,
of course,
will be joined by Vice President Joe Biden and musical guest A Great Big World.
Okay.
The following evening, Tuesday, February 25th, Kanye West and Robin Doolittle.
Wow.
Crazy Town, the Rob Ford story, will welcome Myers to his new gig. On Wednesday, Kelly Ripa.
Okay.
And Brad Paisley will each grace Myers' couch, and the latter pulling double duty as musical guests. Okay.
Man, his Here Comes the Sun with Pharrell Williams for the Beatles thing? Bah!
Lena Dunham Anthony Mackie, and musical guest star John Mayer Trio.
Wow.
We'll be cool. on the... Who's John Mayer Trio? Is it John Mayer and two more people?
You don't know the John Mayer Trio?
No.
Gosh.
Finally, on Friday, Ian McKellen.
Okay.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, wow. My wife's going to go crazy. She made me record Letterman last week because Patrick Stewart was on.
Wow.
He's a great guy.
Is he?
I like him.
Sophia Bush and comedian Michael Che.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll be in the studio, just in case you were all wanting to know about that.
You know who his new band leader is, right? Did you hear who his band leader is?
Fred Armisen.
That's going to be incredible.
That's amazing. But he's going to be being the lead of the band while he's filming Portlandia. And if you've seen some Portlandia skits, I can only imagine what the lead of this band is going to be. Because he's a really talented artist.
Yeah, he's a great musician.
But it's going to be hilarious.
I can't wait.
Hilarious! Just so you know, Sharknado 2 is getting more names.
Ugh.
The second one, which is what it's called, Sharknado 2, the second one.
Right.
Sci-fi's highly anticipated follow-up to last summer's smash hit original movie has cast a bunch of familiar faces to join returning stars Tara Reid and Ian Ziering. Is that how you say his name?
It's Steve, bro. It's Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
No.
Steve.
No.
Steve. Ian Ziering.
I don't know who that is.
Steve!
Okay.
90210!
Oh, see?
I've heard.
That's what, you know what? I believe you.
Okay, good.
No, I don't. Stop it right now! So they've returned to join in the fight to save New York City. Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica Fox?
Andy Dick. Judd Hirsch.
Wow.
Judah Friedlander.
Okay.
Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath.
Yes. I said that and it got so excited because I was like, who's that?
Sugar Ray!
Woo! And Kelly Osbourne are all set to star in the sequel, which will premiere in July.
Gosh, please come out on my birthday. Please come out on my birthday.
There you go.
Best birthday.
Happy birthday. There are 50,000 earthquakes which occur around the world annually. That's the number for the day. And that is your breaking news.
Wow.
I just wanted to share with that.
That is incredible.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Anytime.
We like to do something around here called birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm hoping for a good day today.
Me too.
Yesterday was an excellent day.
No.
It really was.
We can't compare to that then.
Well, you can never compare yesterday's birthdays to today's birthdays. Some good birthdays yesterday.
Fine.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is time for birthdays. It is
time for birthdays.
But it is time
for
birthdays.
What?
Have you heard this song?
No.
Yep.
What the heck is this?
This is his new discovery.
I love this.
I know you do.
Should I play the other one? Yeah. Here, I'll play the other one.
Okay.
Ready?
Was that like a French? Oh no. Oh, come on!
It's for you, Mitch.
Yeah. There's a lady in studio.
I am a lady!
Oh. Okay. All right, it's time for birthdays. Hey, speaking of which, okay, the whole Bond thing and rumors, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Idris Elba has dismissed rumors that he would be James Bond.
The first African-American James Bond.
Who cares?
Oh, so is it not
Daniel Craig? Who cares? Don't make that distinction. Idris is just an excellent actor.
He's an incredible actor. Seriously, one of my favorites.
There is discussion about a Luther movie, though.
Right.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
And you know what? On that distinction, you're right, because Morgan Freeman recently came out and said, can we just stop calling me black? Can I just be Morgan Freeman? Like, can we just stop?
Don't excellent
call me
actor.
A black actor. Don't
excellent
call me
actor.
African-American.
Excellent narrator.
I'm an actor. Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that.
He's the voiceover king. All right.
He is.
He really is. All right. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. It is the 44th day of 2014. Only 323, 2, 1 days remaining in 2014. You know, we're going to turn around and it's going to be New Year's.
Yeah, 2015. Wait, isn't this a ringtone?
From American Beauty, Mena Suvari?
Oh, Mena Suvari.
Yeah. I don't know. I never saw
Mena Suvari.
Never saw the movie.
She dated.
Was Kevin Spacey in that?
Of a friend. Yes, he was.
Okay.
She dated
should I see it?
Yeah, she dated.
Is this one I should see or no? Don't see that.
No, just
you can pass.
Yeah, you can do. You're good.
Unless you're into like watching home videos of like bags flying in the wind as art. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
And it's beautiful. And all right. Just be whatever
so,
you want.
It's her birthday.
Gosh. Oh, man.
She's the rose petal girl, right?
Yeah, she's rose petal girl.
35.
She is 35.
Of course she is.
You don't even need to say anything, Mitch. We'll just move on.
Okay.
It's Kim Novak's birthday.
Kim Novak!
Yep. From Vertigo.
I don't know who that
Mr.
is.
Mr. Hitchcock.
Yeah, dude. Alfred Hitchcock.
So is she older?
It's BJ Novak's grandma.
No.
Such a liar.
maybe it is. I don't know.
76.
72.
81.
Dang it.
It's 1-0, by the way.
Is it?
It is.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have watched his new show, but I used to enjoy, with David Spade, his old show, Just Shoot Me. George Segal's now in the Goldbergs.
Hey.
He plays Grandpa.
Yes, dude.
But, of course,
he was the
He was like the magazine
editor-in-chief,
right,
nope.
For...
Just Shoot Me?
Nope.
You never saw it?
No.
Oh, lots of fun. So George Segal celebrating a birthday today.
David Spade was on it. He played David Spade.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did.
Was it like a 90s?
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny.
Around, like, it was like the Drew Carey show.
No.
It was around those times.
Yeah.
It was around that time.
Yeah.
So how old is George Segal?
George Segal
did
is...
Did you see him in the Goldbergs yet?
I haven't watched the Goldbergs yet. It looks hilarious,
yeah, it's pretty
though.
Funny.
It comes on right after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so
yeah.
We kind of catch the first few minutes regularly.
Right. Right.
I'll say 74.
Oh, 63.
80. George Segal was in Fun with Dick and Jane back in the 70s, too, the first time they made... Yeah. Yep. Never, ever watched this show.
It's a show.
Wasn't Jerry Springer a politician at one time, like a mayor or something?
Yeah. Chicago?
I don't know.
Jerry
Springer
birthday?
Celebrating a birthday.
Is this the Jerry Springer Show music?
I guess so.
Wow. Jerry Springer Show!
Yeah, well, imagine throwing chairs to this music, right? It works.
Yeah. I watched the first few seasons, and after that, it just got ridiculous.
Then
it,
you could, like, it's
it just
totally
wasn't
scripted.
Believable anymore.
Man, I only watched this show when I was really bored.
He is 61.
68.
70.
No! Oh,
yeah,
so
he is. It's time to retire, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Please do.
Okay. Not that if you're 70 you should retire, but
he just
Jerry should retire.
With his line of work, he should just retire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steve-O still needs to see this.
Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Now, this guy, not only was he in this...
That's the number one thing everyone tells me I need to see.
Not only was he
I've
in this, he's also... he was in last season's...
Yes! Last season? Okay, last season.
Neil McDonough.
Oh, okay.
He was the blonde guy
yes,
with...
yes, of course. Yes.
Or white-haired
he
guy with blue
crazy.
Eyes. Yeah, creepy.
He'd like to take people out in the nude.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He was a weird guy.
Yeah, he was weird.
But he also was Dum Dum Dugan in Captain America, the dude with the mustache and the bowler hat.
Right.
Dum Dum Dugan.
Oh.
Yes.
All right,
he
so.
Was awesome.
Neil McDonough.
Yes.
He's also in Boomtown. I didn't see Boomtown. But...
38.
44.
He is 48.
Oh!
All right.
So close.
From X-Men 2.
Ooh. Ian Cumming.
No. And she plays China White on CW's series Arrow.
Yes, she was Lady Deathstroke. And yes.
Yes, she was.
She was Lady Deathstroke in X2. And
yes.
She is incredible as China White on Arrow. Can I just say that? That show is so good.
Kelly Hugh.
Yes.
celebrating a birthday.
Did you see the X2? Yeah. She was the girl with the really long fingers that sliced people.
Oh, got it. Got it. Yep.
She fought a Wolverine in the lab.
Yes.
Yes. She's awesome. She's on Arrow.
She's 36.
She's China White, yo. She's 38.
46.
Whoa.
Hey, Kelly Hugh.
Takes good care of herself.
Looking good, Kelly Hugh.
Now, I remember this. I don't think you guys probably ever actually watched this.
Walking down the street. Are you kidding me?
I never watched
The Monkees.
Never.
I didn't grow up watching The Monkees on Nickelodeon. Are you out of your mind? With the Monkees.
Peter Tork of The Monkees celebrating a birthday. Is Peter the one with like sandy blonde hair and a bowl haircut?
No idea. I bet he's 67.
Man, you really think I didn't watch The Monkees when I was a kid?
Yeah, I do. Did you watch the?
It's not like it was.
Did you watch the Banana Splits?
No.
About the same time.
I don't think I watched it as it was live.
Yeah.
I think it was like on Nickelodeon or something, and I would rewatch The Monkees.
All right, Peter Tork celebrating a birthday.
67.
70.
Peter Tork, 72.
Ah!
Okay, this next actress who was in The West Wing, when she was 34, she played a high school student in the movie Grease.
Oh!
She played Rizzo.
Yeah! Rizzo!
It's Stockard Channing's birthday.
She is...
Wasn't she in that What About Earl show or whatever?
I don't know.
My Name is Earl?
My Name is Earl, yeah.
What About Earl?
I don't know what it's called.
Wind Turbines. What's up with that?
So, how old is Stockard Channing, do you figure?
58.
64.
70.
Dang
wow.
It.
Yeah. She was 34 when she played Rizzo.
Yeah.
It's oh, right. If I had done watching, that math.
I was watching Grease the other day, and I'm like, that girl is not in high school. None of these people are in high school.
Yeah.
High school.
Okay. We're talking about this the other day, Steve-O.
Cheryl Cole.
Nope.
David Naughton, yes. Who was in a sitcom called Making It back in the 70s. He also played the dancing Dr. Pepper guy.
The dancing Dr.
Pepper. Yeah, on the Dr. Pepper commercials. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, she's a pepper.
Nope.
But David Naughton was probably best known for his role in American Werewolf in London. The main character. No?
No? No, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you're playing the wrong song. You need to be playing Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, I hate finding out that people use the same little riff in the song
about?
Years. This song.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that they just took it from another song.
Oh, really? You now thought this was Kid Rock?
And yeah. Now my life is different.
Oh, man. Yep. Dun, yeah.
Dun, all right.
Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. This is the song that, like, kicks off the movie.
Okay, so it's David Naughton's birthday.
All right, let's see. 84, 94, 04, 14.
Here was his disco hit.
I'm going to say 57.
And I'm going to say 59.
63.
Dang it!
See, David Naughton turning 63.
All right.
All righty.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's Peter Gabriel's birthday?
It is Peter Gabriel's birthday.
Gosh.
Former lead singer for Genesis, and of course, solo artist who brought us.
This is really familiar. This
Salisbury
happened,
Hill.
This happened a year ago, actually.
Top 10 greatest voices in the
universe. I remember.
Ever, all time ever.
You were saying the same thing
ever,
a year ago.
All time. Oh my gosh.
Sit down. Take a seat.
I love Peter Gabriel.
Pretty talented guy.
He is incredible live. I've never seen him in person, but we have like live DVDs of him and his performances. That's one artist I would. Fan of Peter Gabriel. Okay, if you remember this a year ago, how old was he a year ago?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying.
Come on, it was a year ago.
I know. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Peter Gabriel.
Is he in his 60s?
Man. Probably.
I want to say 64.
I was going to say 63.
Peter Gabriel turned 64 today.
Woo!
Mitch got one.
We're tied, and I'm not putting the stupid rooster song on over Peter Gabriel.
Okay, we'll do this then. We're to dates.
That means we win.
We tied.
On this date in what year? Yes, okay. You can use dates to break the tie.
Yes, we can.
On this date in what year, Jesse James and his gang committed the first armed bank robbery in United States history during peacetime in Liberty, Missouri.
During peacetime.
1891.
1918.
1866.
Okay. I was trying to remember back to the movie and what era that looked like.
Well, you said peacetime, well, I was thinking, oh, well, it was in between World War I and
they were doing that shortly after the Civil War because...
Oh, right, the Civil War.
Peacetime.
Peacetime.
Oh. All right, the first public school in the U.S., Boston Latin School, was founded on this date in what year?
Go ahead.
The Boston Latin School?
Yeah, so think about it. Very first public school in America.
Gosh.
Okay, I'm just going to shoot for 1770.
1635.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
All right, now I grew up reading this and reading the books and watching it in the paper. But the last original Peanuts comic strip appeared in newspapers one day after Charles M. Schulz died.
Oh, junk.
Who, by the way, is in heaven.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. This guy, he was a Jesus fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
1960, 1970, 1950. Hot or cold?
Cold, in my opinion. I don't know, though. Because I kind of think I'm supposed to remember 1998.
2000.
Okay.
Oh, so cold.
All right, so today, friends, today is Tortellini Day.
All right.
It's also National Eat Italian Food Day, which, you know, kind of works.
Your pasta.
Works with the tortellini.
All right.
It's World Radio Day.
Oh, perfect. It's our day.
Yep, right there.
It's Madly in Love with Me Day.
Hey!
Here's what it says. It says, ladies, every year on the day before you lavish the significant other in your life with all your love, step back and prepare by focusing as much attention on yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, you deserve every bit as much of your love as does the object of your affections.
I deserve this.
Great, Steve. Way to give that to her. She totally needed today because she doesn't do this every day.
Last but not least, today is Get a Different Name Day.
Perfect.
Who do you want to be, Steve-O?
Charles.
Okay, Mitch?
Why would you choose such a stupid name?
I was put on the spot. You shut your mouth.
I'm calling you Chaz.
Okay, that'll work. Chaz and?
I'm going to go by my middle name.
Adele?
Yeah.
Chaz and Adele.
Chaz and Adele. Sounds like a popular duo. That is all.
I'm going to change my name throughout the day then, because Chaz was just not what I really would want.
Hold on. I can get
Can I go by Dayspring?
Yeah, if you want.
All right.
Is that something you really want?
Oh, we got to come up with different names for ourselves today.
Okay.
Taking a quick break. Coming up on this jam-packed morning show. Man, we've got Theology Thursday. We're going to get into a creation versus evolution and or a new earth versus old earth debate. We're also going to have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. And, of course, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Congressman Steve Pierce is going to be in studio.
Woo!
We are going to talk about immigration reform and some other important things that he's doing. And I am going to act like I know what he's talking about.
I'm getting your new name.
Beautiful.
Your new name for today is Freeman Forrester Jeter.
Beautiful. It is Freeman and Adele. Taking a quick break. Right back with more on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Do it and do it and do it. Let's live
it up and do it. Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hey, guys. People are driving out there.
That's good.
It's the day before Valentine's Day.
It is.
Lots of people are heading to the store to get chocolates.
A local pharmacy to
Exactly.
Get a crappy bear that...
And a fake rose or one of those really, really small roses that cost you $4 because you were way overpaying for them. But because of that, there's traffic. There's the usual construction on Paseo and I-25. It's going to be crazy forever.
Yeah.
So watch out over there. Also, there's road construction on San Mateo, southbound down to one lane. Going to be some backup, at least, if not now, later, I-40 East at San Mateo. It's exit 161, and looks like it's a little bit slower over in that area. Nope. What's that area?
That would be Paseo and Coors.
Paseo and Coors. It's slow going there because of morning commute. Yep. That's your look at traffic.
Speaking of backup, there's a water main break on Calvary's campus, so the bathrooms aren't working,
which also means
Solomon's Porch is not, you know, providing incredible coffee right now because they can't.
They can't.
They do have breakfast burritos though, and they still have their wonderful pastries. Mm-hmm. But no coffee this morning. So just so you know, traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, where you can get burritos, maybe a salad, some pastries.
Not sure.
No coffee.
No coffee.
I'm not angry about it. Not cranky.
There was a water main break. It'll be fixed this morning sometime.
Okay. It is Team Awesome Morning Party coming up here in just a few minutes. We are going to be hanging out with Congressman Steve Pierce. He's here. We just have to have the security check and all that fun stuff
that
goes along with the congressman. You don't remember?
No.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
There's Secret Service people that are out there with all those like earbuds and stuff.
Is that why everybody's talking so quietly?
Yeah, no jokes that involve national security or anything like that. They take them very seriously.
Yeah, I know. It stinks because I want to make those jokes so bad just for fun, and they can't.
Speaking of stinks, there was a water main break on Calvary's campus, so the bathrooms don't work.
Come on. Stop it.
Bringing it full circle.
Full circle.
Coming back around.
But you didn't really. Never mind.
Congressman Steve Pierce. He's coming up here in just a few. If you have a question for the congressman,
email us.
Yeah. Or you can also Facebook us. We'll post it to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Going to be talking a little bit about immigration reform. A lot going on right now. But if you've ever wanted to ask a congressman a question, now's your time to shine.
Yes.
I will ask away. I really will. So if you'd like to get your questions in, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Congressman Steve Pierce hanging out with us in T-minus 6 minutes. So get ready.
Do it.
I'm excited.
Me too. Last time he was here, I was here.
Yeah. Coming up, Theology Thursday. It is the Old Earth versus New Earth debate today.
Oh my gosh, so
stoked. In the 9 o'clock hour. Up next, Congressman Steve Pierce. And right now, some Benjamin Dunn on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Hello.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey. It's just after 7:30.
Yeah.
And as promised,
Congressman Steve Pierce hanging out with us in studio. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, nice to be here. I'll be Steve, too. You, Steve-O.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Steve.
Steve, too. Yeah.
Steve, too.
Steve, too.
Yeah.
All right. I like Steve, too.
Yeah, I like it,
Steve,
too.
Steve, too, is good.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
So, second time here on Team Awesome Morning Party, so welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you. In Albuquerque, what are you doing this far up north?
Just watching that sun come up over the mountains. We don't have mountains down in Lee County where I live.
And, yeah.
Got mesquite bushes and dinosaur bones. You know, got that oil well down there.
Speaking of dinosaur bones, we're going to be having an interesting discussion coming up at 9 o'clock. A couple theologians in studio talking about the Old Earth versus New Earth debate. Dinosaurs, that fits in. That's going to be fun.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. But right now, you're hanging out talking about important things.
We
important
are. We're just here. We came in from Washington. We've got a week-long work period. And so we're just here talking to constituents. We'll be up to the roundhouse tomorrow, just talking to the legislators there, and just trying to keep available where people can ask what in the world is going on.
Yeah, so are you split time right now, like as far as Lee County and in Washington, or are you living in New Mexico and then you're kind of flying out to Washington?
It's about 50-50. We spend about half the time up there, and I live in Lee County, but I'm mostly out on the road, like right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're my first 6 years, I only spent average 10 days a year in my own bed.
Wow.
The rest of the time, I was about 150, 180 days in Washington. The rest of the time in motels in New Mexico.
Oh, my goodness.
So the only thing I know about Washington I learned from watching Homeland, because that's the only show I really watch that's based in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife loves Scandal, and that seems pretty accurate.
Yeah, there's a few scandals that go there.
But are you a fan of Washington, or you prefer New Mexico?
Oh, I far prefer New Mexico. I tell people all the time, I love the job, but I hate Washington. I really, it's got too many people. The people there are upside down. The values are nothing like New Mexico values, and so... I've got a bill called the Virtual Congress where we would represent from our home districts and we'd vote electronically. I mean, corporations do that around the world.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, maybe move into the next century someday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Someday.
I'm telling you. Everybody still gets together, hangs out. You guys powwow it up. Have a blast out there.
Yeah, blast. We're sitting here working on extending the debt ceiling. That's like when you run your credit card to its limit and everybody sits down around the table and says, now what are we going to do? And that's about what's happening there. People saying, what are we going to do? Not many ideas. You need to get yourself in control when you get your credit card to the limit.
Now, speaking of ideas, I knew you were coming in, so I was like, okay, what's important right now? What are we working on here? And I did note that you're working on a new immigration reform bill, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, just a small bill with Beto O'Rourke. He's out of El Paso, young member, just elected this last year. And the two of us, he's Democrat, I'm Republican, saying we can work across party aisles.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to work out.
Right.
Because his party's eating on him and mine's eating on me, saying, you got to stay with your team. And I'm saying, hey, we're trying to solve the problems of the country, and you all don't know anything about the border. We know things about the border, so let us work on it. So it's a very practical, pragmatic thing. It's fascinating getting the comments, really, from the two parties that he says, they chewing on you, and I said, yeah, all the time. He says, me too. So we got kind of this bond going here.
There you go. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, there we go. That gets way complex for us guys down in Hobbs, man. That had too many double negatives in it.
Oh, man. Amazing. Is it difficult? I mean, there are a few things people don't like to talk about. Religion and politics. So as a Christian politician, that's gotta suck.
Yeah, it just doesn't leave me anything to talk about. I didn't major in weather, and so, man, I'm stuck.
Well, let's talk about this, because immigration reform, I went to whitehouse.gov because I'm like, I'm going to get edumacated. I'm going to understand what's going on and what Obama's policies are with immigration reform. It's pretty important considering we live in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. My mom lives down in El Paso, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so when I go down and visit, I understand firsthand the importance of immigration reform, because you go into a Denny's and you're like, does anyone speak English?
Right.
What is happening here?
You bet.
No one. Cool, man. I'm going to let my mom order because she speaks Spanish. And she talks about that regularly. Many places she goes, not a whole lot of English-speaking people in the El Paso area. But I don't understand immigration reform, why it's important, what it is. I know New Mexico, right now, we're handing out driver's license like Cracker Jack boxes do to anyone and everyone, whether legal or illegal immigrants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so... Why is this so important to us, especially in the state of New Mexico, and what are you working towards?
Okay, the first thing, why is it important?
Yeah.
If you just allow people to come into a country, and we're the only ones that allow almost unfettered access to the country, then you run into exactly the problem we have right now. You got about 6-7% unemployment. You got too many people coming here. Then you have the buildup of the cost of the government for welfare, food stamps, because if they get here, you're not going to watch them starve on the street.
Right.
And so now then everyone would want to come to America. It's the place where dreams are fulfilled. And if you just open it to the entire world, suddenly nobody's dreams are fulfilled, because we have just filled it up with people, not enough jobs, not enough resources. And so, obviously, we need to take care of it. We haven't done anything in 50 to 60 years, and the problem has gotten very bad. There's probably anywhere from 10 to 30 million people here illegally.
Yeah.
And so what do we do, and how do we move forward? And that's why immigration reform is important. First of all, we need to secure the borders, and we want immigration, but we want legal immigration. We want some voice in who is actually coming here. We have people coming in here to bring drugs.
Yeah.
Create crimes. We've got a lot of gang movement across the borders. They come here and exploit our freedoms and prey on people. And so just a lot of problems when you just have this open border. Secure the border first. Then we need to reform the legal process because it just takes too long. It can take 18 years with us helping somebody. It can take 18 years to become a citizen here. And then finally, once you get the system stabilized, then what do we do with the people who are here? So that's the basics of immigration reform.
Okay. Are you worried that by you know, really locking down the borders, television shows like Breaking Bad would become way more boring because, you know,
how
are they going to get the drugs across?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, no television shows.
Yeah, we just do, no? Hollywood can maybe make something up, just make it up, fabricate it. Not that Hollywood could ever do that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Going to lose all of, authenticity, none.
You know, we joke, but sadly, it's very true right now. We see it in the news regularly. There is a drug war going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, just directly below us that is bleeding over into our state. And so on one hand, you have people who obviously want to get out of that country because it's bloody, it's scary, and wanting to hope for a better opportunity with the family here in America. And so, you know, you've got the 20-somethings that are listening going, yeah, bro, but why can't we just let them in? They're already here, and some of them have jobs, and can't we just, stamp them as okay? Why not?
Yeah, just why not? Then why not the next 100 million? Right. You know, we got basically 6 billion people out there. America's only got 300 million. China is about the same size as America. They've got over 1 billion people.
Yeah.
About 80% live in abject poverty because there are no jobs. So would we want to move till we have 1 billion people and not enough resources to feed and house them? India has got the same deal. They're about the same size as America. And again, 1.5 billion people, abject poverty. Is that what we're looking for? So that's the answer to the question, why don't we just let everybody in?
Right.
Let's all just be friends.
Yeah. So, you say in the last 50 years or so, we haven't really done anything. So we can't just blame the current president because that's what people like to do. Or blame President Bush because for some reason, half of America wants to blame everything on W and the other half wants to blame everything on President Obama. And we obviously, if it's gone on longer than that, we can't just blame those two parties, those two people. What is the solution then? If nothing's been done in 50 years, how can we make this change? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, I just think that we should allow local law enforcement officials to have the lead in saying that the border is secure in my county, a sheriff. Those local sheriffs can be elected and unelected. You can't unelect the Border Patrol.
Mm.
So if the Border Patrol is too tough, then you can't do anything. If they're too easy, you can't do anything. Let's have local accountability and responsibility. And so local sheriffs generally are the ones who'll tell us that the border is pretty safe and right in this area, or it's not very safe. The Border Patrol, they look at the 3,000 miles, and then they got the northern border, which is also very porous. So I just say the more that we can push the solution close to the people, the better off it will be.
All right. Now, I kind of feel like Americans need to take the tests that are being given to people that are coming through, because I don't know that I would pass right now. Does that mean I would get kicked out? I don't know where I'm going to go.
Yeah, just don't go south. You end up in the second district, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I honestly thinking about what is the process currently for, say, a family that wants to come to America. What is the process for them? What do they need to go through if they're trying to do it legally?
Yeah, if they just want to work, then they can get a permit under different programs. But if they want to be a citizen, then they get a green card, then it becomes permanent status, and then citizenship. It's a process. It's a pipeline. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying that we should have two different processes. One for citizenship, that's a little slower, more deliberate. Then one for workers. We simply run a background check. If you're not a criminal, if you're not involved in things that are illicit, then we give you pretty easy access to come and work. We offer the job, first of all, to any American that would want it. But when Americans won't take it, then, okay, you can go to the border, bring somebody in. And so I think separate the two streams of traffic from citizenship to workers, and you would solve lots of the problems.
All right. And you guys obviously working on it right now. For those that are not clued in on how long something like this takes, you can't just go, hey, let's make this happen. I'm gonna post this on Facebook. If I get 10,000 likes on this, we're just gonna send it through to Washington, and this is how it works. How long a process is this? And What's it take to get something like this?
Well, I would just bring up a kind of a word picture, and you can imagine how long it would take a glacier to get from the North Pole down to the South Pole, and it'd be about the same amount of time to get something through Congress.
Nice.
It is right now.
That doesn't sound painful at all.
Yeah, not painful at all. It just grinds you up into these little stones and drops you out around the Rocky Mountains or something. But right now, the president is really stuck on a whole deal of amnesty. That is, we just say, okay, we're just going to give you all citizenship. President Reagan did that back in 1986 and turned out to be a mess.
Yeah.
Reagan said, we're going to make you citizens, and then we're going to go and secure the border. And that's basically what the president is saying now. We in the House, the Republicans, are saying, no, we're going to secure the border. We fell for this back then, and we're not going to do it. Secure the border first, stop the problem, and now then we'll fix the problem inside. There are a lot of different avenues. I personally don't favor amnesty at all. That simply says, if you get here illegally, then we'll eventually fix it for you.
We'll just eventually high-five you.
Yeah. And what that does is increase the expectations so that more people want to come here illegally.
Right.
If I can get there and you don't do anything and you don't ever hold me accountable, I'll go there and I don't mind you looking at me funny when I'm ordering in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and live and eventually become a citizen. Well, that's the wrong message to send.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear, honestly, as a I was a little dude when President Reagan was around, and obviously, so he's like the Moses of of the Republican Party. And so to hear that he did something quote unquote incorrectly or something that the Republicans didn't super enjoy is interesting to me.
No, I think that we need to be honest. You were very accurate before saying this problem transcends either party.
Yeah.
I mixed it up with President Bush's appointees really hard, even where they quit coming to the state, because I would made things uncomfortable enough. Even on Air Force once with President Bush, Michael Chertoff, who was his secretary, I said, you know, that border is not secure. You're sitting here giving me words, and I can show you facts.
Right.
And so we really chafed them. We're just equally ambitious on talking to this administration, too. So
yeah.
To me, it's not a party thing.
Man, you are a firecracker. I would call you a maverick, but that term was already taken once.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'll call you a maverick.
All right, good.
Can I just say you're a firecracker?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment.
All right. Gunslinger?
Yeah,
like that one.
Yeah.
Gunslinger's cool.
Okay.
Like a John Wayne near the border, just like making sure things don't go down.
Absolutely.
We're
going to stand tall.
I like this.
True
this is
grit.
Good.
Here we go.
So you have a book. I'm like staring at a book that you wrote. How do you have time for all this? This is incredible.
That's the miracle story. I worked on that usually. We worked till about 10, 11 at night. I'd go home, get 2 hours of sleep. I'd wake up at 2 or 3, work for 2 hours on the book. I did that for 2 years.
Wow.
So I basically lived. And my wife said, you're going to finish the book. She said, Dad, or I'm going to, you know, we're going to work you over.
Right.
Because she said, you're getting 2 hours of sleep. You're getting cranky after about 2.5 years. But it was a very, very long, arduous process.
Yeah.
And one that I felt needed to declare sort of the faith, the way the faith plays out. It's not a very biblical book, but it definitely talk about providence acting in my life.
Right.
The fact that our choice to believe and have faith and how it played out over the decades. And looking back in the rearview mirror is very fascinating because the things that are too close that happen in your daily life, you say, what was that about? Sometimes it takes 20 years to understand what something was about and how it impacted you. So I've got probably 15 or 20 of those hinge points in life where you come here and your life hinges around because of a decision. I mean, literally, I call these no-notice exams where you get a decision right now. You're going to make a choice in the next 10 seconds and your life is going to change.
Yeah.
And those, I mean, that thing still sends chill bumps up and down my spine to think about we do that every day, and without faith, how do you know which way to go?
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, so we wrote the book, Just Fly the Plane, Stupid. The stupid is me, by the way. I got myself flying in an airplane one night when I shouldn't have been in the weather and didn't think I was going to survive. I said, Lord, I had 12,000 hours. I'm very experienced. I'm very comfortable in planes and everything. And suddenly I didn't think I was going to live through the night. And I just prayed, Lord, I need your help now. And then that's the story. And I came down to one rule of life. I wanted to give up. I wanted to just let it go and crash. And I just said, just fly the plane, stupid. I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
Trying to convince myself to keep going just 1 second longer. And it was that scary.
What's scarier, flying the plane in a situation like that or trying to pass a bill with Democrats?
By far the bill.
Okay.
The bill.
Not so.
You can deal with this fear, that fear. You don't know exactly where you're going to get hit next.
In studio, Congressman Steve Pierce hanging out with us. And if you have a question, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Man, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Hey, absolutely love it. I love the movement you got on your show here. And I just think that too often we restrict our communications to these stately, you know, congressional stuff, and that's not the way people work at all. And so I like to get in where people work. Yeah. I work in classrooms all the time, and nice. I tell people that I can walk into any classroom. I don't care how stuffy they are, how stuffy the professor is. And within, it takes about 20 minutes to loosen people up, but pretty soon we have this chatter going back and forth, and that's when you know you're really talking to people.
Cool. I feel like kids ask the honest questions,
too. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
So what is the most pointed question you've ever been asked by a child, maybe?
Oh, we got into a deep discussion once on laws, and so they are asking where did laws originate, and that's a second grader in a Christian school saying where. And I said, well, you know, you have to go back to Moses,
right?
And I mean literally, because they were trying to figure out what do we say is legal and not legal,
right?
And I said that Jesus is one of the originators, saying love your neighbor, these things, don't kill, you know. And it was that second grader that took me all the way back and said, actually, it comes from Moses. He's the one. And so anyway, that was one of the greatest discussions, and that was full flow. It was like 30 kids in the room, and it was moving across the group, and so it wasn't just one. Anyway, I'm fascinated when I go in.
Do you ever get worried? Because you obviously, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're very bold about your faith, and today people like to twist the separation of church and state to mean if you're having anything to do with the government, you're not allowed to talk about faith, because you got to separate those two, which obviously that's not the purpose of the separation of church and state.
Yeah, it's not possible to separate them, first of all.
Right, right. So
don't kill. I mean, that is a biblical imperative.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if we didn't have these natural laws, these laws that come from God, the laws that transcend countries, then we would have no foundations. So all that our human law is trying to do is to implement these laws that are actually biblical, don't kill, don't steal, don't lie. Don't lie is probably one of the biggest things that we're bouncing up against in the country.
Right. I was going to say, you do work in politics.
Yeah,
so these
things transcend. And so anyway, it's fascinating, but literally, you're going to come into every political discussion with some foundation of beliefs, whether it's religious or not religious, and that foundation of beliefs is going to hold. And this country, formed by the people who were looking for religious freedom when they came here, had a very strong biblical foundation.
Yeah.
And that pulled them together across their beliefs. I mean, each of one of the colonies was very different, but they had a shared belief that we want this freedom of religion, and that shared belief then knit them together in the country.
Yeah.
And what we're doing now is we're fracturing ourselves over beliefs instead of knitting together over beliefs, and so you see the foundational weakness of the country coming from that.
There it is. I think Google plays a role in our fracturing right now, to be honest. There's so much knowledge at your fingertips, and people tend to go off what they see on Wikipedia, what's Googled. I know your time's short. I'll wrap it up here. But,
okay.
Speak to the 20-something, because I know you're very passionate about this, obviously. Being a congressman, you care about politics and care about people getting involved in it. Why should the 20-something care? You know, they're like, well, immigration reform, that's great. Obamacare is a complete mess. All these things, you know, everybody's just a liar and you know, we're all whatever, so I'm not going to get involved. My vote doesn't really matter. I'm just one dude. Talk to the person who is not involved in their community, not involved necessarily in the political game, if you will. Why should they care? Why should they get involved?
Well, there's an underlying truism in politics, and that is that we're governed by the people who show up at the meetings.
Hmm.
And so, like it or not, every facet of your life is touched by political decisions.
Yeah.
And just like the immigration, you say, well, that doesn't affect me. I'm sorry, but it takes away your job or makes jobs more plentiful. Or the debt and the deficit. I don't know about those things. Well, we're printing money right now that weakens what you make every year in your paycheck, so you can't buy as much, and that's because of our policies. Every aspect of your life is touched by this. And keep in mind, I didn't set out to be in Congress. I was content being where I was down at Hobbs. Tell you how low my standards were. I mean, just I'm happy. I'm just don't know.
Hobbs is cool.
It is. It's really good. I just make fun of because people in Albuquerque typically like to look down on Hobbs. So I just say that up here.
Truth.
But I was content, and it's almost like God picked me up by the collar and pitched me there. So I didn't set out to be in Congress.
Yeah.
It's just that at one point I began to get active and started going to the meetings and realized people are making wild decisions here that they don't know anything about business. And so I tell people all the time, young people, absolutely get involved, because the most powerful thing, and we're told this, the most powerful thing in the world is truth. Mm. And you as a 20-year-old can be equally involved in bringing truth. You can bring accountability. So you standing in front of a politician saying, why did you do this and why, and do you know what that's doing to my future, say, right, with regard to the debt or the immigration, anything, that's powerful. So this 14-year-old girl came into my office in Washington one day and said, what do you know about youth diabetes? I said, well, nothing. She said, I have it, and I'm here to tell you about it. And I said, well, sit down. And she left me with her journal. And so I put that up in my bookcase, and every day I would say, what have I done today? It was right where when I'd get up to go vote, I had to see it. It was step up, walk from my desk. And so here's this 14-year-old girl that put this thing here. She just came, made a 10-minute visit to the office, and now then 10 years later, I can still tell you exactly that. Young people have tremendous voices if they will use them, if they'll educate themselves, if they'll be passionate. I will tell you, they burn through fences that people my age wouldn't burn through.
Yeah.
And so kids can just laser-like. It's miraculous almost. You know, David going out slaying the giant, that's not a lost story. That's a kid saying, I don't know any bounds.
Right.
You guys are all, that's traditional thinking. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this thing. And I'm not going to do it your way. I'm going to do it my way. And
yeah.
So, anyway, just those stories are there to encourage us, whatever, to get out and be involved.
Yeah, there you go. Congressman Steve Pierce, amazing. That's good.
Hey, Mitch. Thank
Mitch,
you.
Hey.
Okay. All right.
Clapping.
Standing ovation.
What you do, I don't know.
Standing ovation.
That was the most appropriate response. I was just listening.
It kind of is. Well, that's what normally I get confused. You know, State of the Union addresses and stuff like that. When people are sitting there and they're waiting and waiting, and then at the end of a sentence, usually it's like, oh, now we get a standing clap. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
For
cool.
like 30
cool.
seconds.
Cool. All right. Yes,
yeah.
That one's good. And then you've got the people with their arms crossed, just kind of mad about it. It's interesting to watch those things.
That is. It's interesting being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this year, the Duck Dynasty guy was right up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was
yeah.
right up. I was right down here from him, and so just he was drawing as much attention as the First Lady.
Are the calisthenics just insane? Because you have to get up, you have to sit down, you have to get
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It keeps us in shape. I'm always taking my pulse during that thing and see that, hey, man, I'm getting my cardio here.
Amazing. Has there ever been a time where you're like, I'm not standing for that?
Absolutely.
You don't have to. Okay.
Absolutely. But I have not gone as far as Joe Wilson and who hollered, you lie! Oh,
man!
Yeah, so Joe, he's a good friend of mine. And so going into this year's State of the Union, people are saying, okay, Joe, we're going to take this dump take and we're going to put it here. Because he's the most mild-mannered guy. You would never expect him. I tell people that what was really happening is that everybody else had stood up in the row and shouted in unison, you lie, and Joe is so tentative and quiet. And just as everybody else sat down, he decided to do it, and that's then when the TV cameras were trying to figure out what's going on. And so here he is kind of, oops, the last one to get to the party. Anyway,
incredible.
But so yeah, you sit out there and you're sitting here, and when you start talking about that, either you do it or I'm going to sign these executive orders, I just got angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the process. He's not above the law.
Right.
And, you know, I'll work with him, but still, he's got his limitations too. The Constitution didn't make him, you know, any more powerful. So anyway, that's, you're hitting on key points here.
Man, there's so many things I want to talk about, but it's
get over Eric to bring us by and we'll talk to noon tomorrow.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta keep coming in because it's so important, and I know this generation is kind of bored with politics, and they just feel like, oh, I can't make a difference and whatever, and I'm just gonna go make this YouTube video instead because this is what's cool right now, and go be somewhere else. And I don't think people realize, as you said, the power that we have, our voices carry. And
you got time for one more story?
Heck yeah.
Okay. So I'm in my first or second year, and they're going to take on this deal, and this big deal on Medicare reform or something. And And it was huge tension everywhere in the country as well as in politics. And so we had a young intern. She wasn't even an employee. She was like 19 or something from New Mexico State. Grew up in Kamado or Pie Town. I mean, one of those little,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you got 12 people in the graduating class. So she's there, and so I say, I don't have anybody to go through this. The book on that bill was about this thick. And so I said, can you read this book in the next week? Yes, sir. I said, okay, read it. I said, everybody else, don't give her any tasks, and you read this. You're going to brief me because I've got 20 town hall meetings coming up next week, and I need. So here's this 19-year-old girl reading through this thing. And so the week finishes, and I said, okay, she really learned it well. She's telling me really good. And so I said, you're going to travel with me on this town hall. And this tour, 20 towns, it's going to be a rigorous week-long, you know, 10-day deal. And the staff said, you can't do it, and it's not legal. And I said, well, make it legal. Do whatever you got to do. Hire, put her on something. So I don't know what they did. So she ends up there on the bus tour with us. And so then the only time I've been in Congress, they called us back out of a work week for a vote. That was the Terry Schiavo vote. And so I had to leave, and I had 20 town halls. And so my chief of staff did the first one, and they ran him around. He didn't know thing. And so they said, we're going to cancel all the rest. And I said, you're not going to cancel anything. You're going to put that young intern. She's going to do these congressional hearings in front of these audiences that are wild on both sides of the issue. And she did. So here's this 19-year-old girl did about 8 or 10 of these things. And I'm just telling you that if you will say yes, I will go and put myself in the circumstance. You don't know where it's going to carry you.
Yeah.
That's the providential part of this. That anyway, so yeah, just it doesn't matter. Just be out there in the fight, and sometimes the fight's around you, sometimes it's over here. But just be active in your life and doing things that are substantial, and you'll find these blessings that you never thought would accrue.
Amazing.
All right, I got to run now. They're about to run me off here. The staff is looking at me.
Getting texts. And,
yeah.
All right. We'll let you go. Congressman Steve Pierce, thank you so much for taking time.
Steve-O, thank you, brother.
Absolutely.
Mitch, always nice talking to you.
Awesome. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, our dear friend Clay Schroth, speaking of being active in the community, Aspen Project, we're going to talk adoption, foster care, and, of course, don't forget, 9 o'clock hour, we've got the big debate today. New Earth versus Old Earth. Couple theologian friends coming in studio to hang out with us.
We'll see how
good
that goes.
Stuff, man.
It's going to be really good.
Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
I forgot the mic was on.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Hey,
Steve
on
Mitch.
Good morning. Dang.
If you missed our interview with Congressman Steve Pierce just now.
Dang.
You blew it!
Come on! Don't worry.
Freaking awesome. That guy is so great.
It'll be on the podcast.
Loved him. He's a rad dude.
He is.
I wish he could be here more. He's kind of busy.
But what did he say?
He's
a
real deal.
Like, he's an actually busy guy. He has, he said that he spends 10 nights out of the year, like, well, at least for 1 year, 10 nights out of the year in his own bed.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then the rest of the time, throughout hotels and, you know, in Washington.
Speaking of crazy busy people.
This guy.
Our dear friend Clay Schroth, welcome to the show.
Whoa. You know, it's hard to come in after a congressman. Do you know what I'm saying?
So, Clay, what do you got for us today?
I know, right? Bring it. What?
No, I'm getting him back in here. We got stuff.
We got stuff to talk about. That was good.
You know, I'm driving over thinking that you guys are interviewing the congressman. You guys had that lady on from Fox News. I mean, you guys are going big time.
Yeah. And speaking of, tomorrow from BBC News, we are going to have a couple people in studio. We got a lot of guests lined up tomorrow. Celeste is going to be doing the morning show with me. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got interviews with Caleb Brakey. He is an author who wrote a book about dating. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, biblically. And then we've got a couple firecrackers who are going to talk about the commercialism versus the romanticism of Valentine's Day. And it should be
a few really funny interviews.
So, yeah.
You guys are doing awesome. Hey, on a serious note, so I'm driving here thinking, you know, they're talking to a congressman, and then I'm thinking, you know, what's in the news? Children, Youth, and Family that we work with every day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they're probably at my house right now. They really are.
For good reasons?
Yeah.
When you say CYFD's at your family, let's be honest, people just start judging.
Yeah, we made the kids clean the room like you guys cleaned this place up. Really nice in here.
Thank you.
I have no problem.
But, you know, they're in the news, and I just want to bring out to the general public, they're, no matter what you think or what they're doing, you know what? We are, as Christians, we have an obligation to make sure we're praying for our government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're praying for the congressman, you're praying for the president. And you know what? Children, Youth, and Family right now is so overworked and understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to Monica. You know, she works here in the building, and she does respite for us.
Yeah.
And she got a call in the middle of last night about 2 o'clock in the morning. And they said they are taking more in the last 2 weeks than they've taken in the last 6 months.
Oh,
it's that time, guys. I mean, the bills are coming due. We need people. We need good Christian couples. Unprecedented. It's a crisis that there's no way to really... Children, Youth, and Family can't really go on the news and say, we are so desperate, we're overworked. They can't because they're under fire anyhow. I'm on the radio right now telling you, if you are a Christian and if you have ever, ever, ever thought that you could be a foster parent or a respite care provider or you want to adopt, now's the time. The world needs you. New Mexico right now needs you desperately.
And here's the thing. We were just talking with Congressman Steve Pierce, talking about processes and government and enacting laws and all of these things. I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed because we think of the process of foster care and how much is this going to cost? How am I going to do this? How can I take care of that? You've got to take that first step. And,
exactly.
And that's what Aspen Project is there for, to guide you along and to help, obviously, make that a reality, because... You can't get to the end unless you take that first step. And I think a lot of times people get so petrified that they just kind of stand there and don't move.
Well, yeah, because they look at the whole picture.
Right.
And that's what you just said. Aspen Project is here to help you step by step. And sure, there are a few things you need to do, but it's not overwhelming.
Yeah, my buddy Shane always uses this analogy, and I love it. It's the idea of needing to paint the whole house, and you're staring at the whole house that needs to be painted, and instead of being overwhelmed by it, just grab your bucket and your paint and just start painting the bathroom. Just do it.
Start.
It's a small room. You just got to start. And once you start that, then guess what? It makes the next room easier to paint. And I'm telling you, you start that process, it makes it a lot easier to get to that finish line. And foster care adoption, it is an involved process, but it's not as scary and it's not as difficult as people believe.
The first step's always the scariest. It's kind of like right before the race. Now, Mitch, and you and your husband have actually gone to the orientations.
We have. Mm-hmm.
And
they try to scare you.
They do.
It's like boot camp. They don't want unqualified people.
Truth.
The same.
But it's good. So if you are sitting in your car and you don't want to get into politics, become a foster parent.
And then after that, you'll have every reason to become involved in politics.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of politics that goes on with parenting.
What?
Man, my kids are politicking all the time. But I don't,
for real.
It's 8:30. Really, it's bedtime. Go potty. Brush your teeth. Yeah, but can we just stay up for 15 more minutes?
What?
This is not a democracy. This is not. You are not a congressman. You are a child.
We're voting and mine counts for 12.
I am the dictator. I am telling you now. Go potty and brush your teeth.
So it's politics and accurate politics.
Yeah, there's politics, bro. I'm telling you.
We have a lot of politics coming into play. We're going to be making some law changes and some things. So Aspen Project, obviously, we try to connect the community with foster care adoption. Also, you know, if you're an unwed, if you are pregnant with an unexpected or an unwanted pregnancy, please call us. We've gotten a ton of calls lately.
Yeah.
And we have people lining up wanting to adopt kids. So we're super, super stoked about that.
Yeah.
And so many young ladies are choosing life instead of what they consider the easy way out, which is not the easy way.
Right.
Also, if you are post-abortive, meaning that you've already gone in and you've had an abortion and you're struggling, or you've driven someone or you've had a girlfriend that has gone in and you're struggling with those life choices, give us a call as well, because truthfully, you know, we serve a God, a God full of grace and full of mercy.
Yeah.
And your voice, though, that could have happened for a purpose. And the only thing I want to encourage you with right now is that child is in heaven. And God
can
is a
use
forgiving
that situation.
God.
He absolutely is a forgiving God. He can take any situation because you're right. You never know. You could be that voice to stop that next mother from making that decision. Because you're right. People think it's the easy way out, but the pain that comes with it, the trauma that comes with it, the depression that comes with it. You guys take care of those women.
We're going to plug you in.
Yeah.
We have a series of women that will come alongside you that have gone through the same things.
Yeah.
And that are trained, you know what, and we're unjudgmental. So it just we kind of throw out a bunch. You know, the Aspen Project, we kind of plug into quite a few things. But, you know, they're all intertwined, and they all deal with youth and imprinting Christ on a child's heart or helping people that have dealt with those situations. And none of it's easy. None of it's easy. So I just want to encourage the listeners. Let's get involved. Hey, Project Zoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, we got so many girls going through. My poor wife is not home. So if you've ever wanted to volunteer,
now's the time.
Now is the time. Right. Our website is up, project-zoe.org.
Okay.
But we also need clothing, all sizes. We're running out. We're having to spend what little money that we are able to raise, and we're going down and buying clothes.
Awesome.
So if you have new or like new clothes, nice stuff, you can drop it off to me at work and just call me at 410-4460. I'll give you directions to where I work.
And for those that are new to Aspen Project, new to Project Zoe, we have posted, or we will post at Facebook.
We'll get there.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The information, the details about it, because what you guys are doing through Aspen Project and Project Zoe is incredible. Reaching out to, well, with Project Zoe specifically, reaching out to young women.
You guys had a great interview last time with
some
ladies that go into the strip clubs and are witnessing there, or going out on the streets and removing girls out of prostitution.
Yeah.
Amazing young ladies.
Life-changing stories, man. So it's absolutely incredible. If you missed that interview, you can check out our podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. And, man, as always, Clay, thanks, man. What you do is incredible.
Well, thanks.
Incredible.
And what are, you know what? Listeners, we just had a congressman on.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that there are people out there who are listening, your advertising money is well spent here.
your support. We need support.
You do need support. And you know what? You're reaching out to a generation and you're bringing them up. You know, most of the listeners are 100 or younger. And I'm just teasing there. But you know what's really funny is I hear a lot of my friends, and, you know, of course, I'm 40-something, and a lot of my friends listen to Static Radio driving into work, and a lot of the youth. And this is one of the few radio stations that are in your face with the truth and still remaining quite hip. And I struggle with that. Thank God I got an awesome and cool wife. but really,
she makes you hip.
No, but she dresses me. So, but it's important. So please continue to send your support. And if you are a business or someone that needs to advertise, or you just want to donate.
It's more of like thank yous. We're a non-commercial station. So you know what? It's not even necessarily.
You're right.
You know what I mean? It's more just about if this is something you care about, if this is something you love and you want it to continue, we're a listener-supported station. You know, we can't promise to make flashy commercials. We're non-commercial. We can't do stuff like that. But we can definitely thank you for sponsoring and being a part and providing the funds necessary to keep our ministry going.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Now you guys rock, and it's an awesome platform.
Yeah. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Details, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, of course, at 9 o'clock, it is the big debate.
Oh,
we've got two Christians in studio who don't agree on something. What?
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 One believes, we have the old Earth, we've got the new Earth. We're going to have our fun debate on the age of the Earth. It's going to be very, very interesting. So make sure you tune in for that. That's coming up at 9. Right now, we got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Your construction work on Paseo and I-25
is
going to be there forever. It's actually affecting the frontage road
forever.
As well. Forever.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's really affecting everywhere. Basically, when you're over there, expect to take another 20 minutes of drive time.
Yeah.
Or just avoid it completely. There is an accident on Paseo east at 2nd Street.
Ugh.
More road construction, San Mateo, southbound down to one lane at I-25 and San Mateo. It's exit 161. Another accident, 98th Street North at Central. Looks like traffic is going slower eastbound on I-40.
Good job, you.
Yes.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Water's back on! So you can go get your coffee, go get your breakfast going on at Solomon's Porch. 338-3669, the phone number. That's 338-3669. Got some thrice for you now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
It's good to be here. Are you talking to me?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Mateo is off on tour.
Ugh.
Being all rock starry and important.
Gosh, I wish he would stop being in that band.
I don't, because I'm getting a Five Iron t-shirt and a House of Heroes t-shirt for free. So, boom!
No, I want one. No. What? No, you cannot get a Five Iron t-shirt. Sir, you cannot. You do not deserve that.
What? Why not?
You haven't even seen them play live.
Reese is a real life friend of mine, though, so I'm supporting his band.
So,
that
no,
I've
you're
never
not
seen
supporting
before.
By getting a free T-shirt.
Yeah, I am.
No,
by
you're
wearing
not.
It.
No,
free advertising in life.
You sit in a room all day and you don't see anyone. I am so mad at
what
you.
What are you talking about? I love Five Iron.
Tell him to get
them.
Me one. Tell him to get me one. Give me one.
With such
get
songs as the Dandelion.
Nope, this is a flowery song. This is a flowery song.
It's the Dandelion song.
Nope, there is a song called Dandelions.
All right, the flowers song.
Yes, this is a beautiful song. Have you heard the lyrics to this song?
Totally, I know every single word.
Gosh, you're
huge
so
fan.
Lying to me.
Oh yeah, watch this, I'll prove it to you. It fails of flowers.
No!
Beneath the
this is the
sun.
Worst. Okay, stop it right now. You are a disgrace.
So I've had more. So we're done.
Hey, Fifth fan, sorry about this
there
right now.
So far the hope.
No, I can't even.
Time dreamings the bar.
This is over.
So living, anything, one thing, running through the field. Okay, you know what?
I
really
voice.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Gosh.
I'm sorry!
Wait, you mean you don't know any of those lyrics? Really? I thought you were joking.
Oh, man. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Yeah, Mateo, he's away. Playing in his little band, House of Heroes.
Shows.
With Five Iron this weekend. He'll be back Monday.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Tomorrow, Valentine's Day, very special co-host with me, Celeste, who
yes.
normally does afternoons, is braving the morning show.
Oh, man.
My goal is to not say anything that makes her angry enough to walk out on me.
Well, you'll be lucky if she shows up now.
However, it's Valentine's Day, so I can make no promises.
I'm going to go ahead and text her and say, hey, don't even worry about coming in tomorrow. I got this.
Also, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention New Mexico tomorrow, so we've got plenty of guests.
Nice.
Also, going to be talking with Caleb Brakey. He's the author of a new dating book. And, of course, we're going to have
Joy.
Some very special friends. One former BBC journalist over across the pond.
So they're going to have an accent.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yeah, she's great. And her partner in crime, they're going to be talking about commercialism versus romanticism, what Valentine's Day is really all about.
Mm.
They do not agree on this. Speaking
what?
Of not agreeing on anything.
They don't agree and they're talking about...
No, yeah, it's going to be
fun. And they're being interviewed together.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do this purpose?
Of course I did.
Got it. Cool. Ding. Light bulb.
Yeah. It's called radio. Speaking of great radio and people not agreeing on things, our dear friends...
Gosh.
Pastors Jarrett Petro and Brian Nixon will be in studio in the 9 o'clock hour for Theology Thursday, a lighthearted debate.
Super lighthearted.
I mean, you know.
And by lighthearted, I mean not lighthearted at all.
Yeah, it's going to
be intense.
It's going to be pretty intense.
Theology Thursday.
They're friends. They're going to hug it out.
They are friends. They're going to hug it out. They're going to get past their differences.
One subscribes to New Earth, one Old Earth. And we're going to hear both sides of the coin. Both of them obviously believe that God created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of all of this. However, they don't subscribe to the same New Earth, Old Earth theories.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about that because it's been a big discussion lately. Ken Ham went on CNN to debate Bill Nye, and I think people just left with more questions than they had answered.
Is that how it's always going to be?
We'll find out coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Nice.
I feel like we're really going to finally put this to bed and know exactly how old the earth is.
You know, I'm just pretty sure we're not going to come to any conclusions on that.
Despite
what you may think. I have a question.
Yeah, I have an answer.
Did you know that Derek Jeter used Facebook to announce his retirement?
I actually did know that. He's my cousin.
No, he's not.
No, he's not, but everybody always asks me if I'm related,
related
to him. I would like to thank Derek Jeter because of his wonderful contributions to life. Everybody actually knows how to pronounce my last name.
That's good.
True story.
That's good. Seriously.
I know. It used to be Jeter all the time.
But that's not. Mr. That's a double
Jeter.
T.
Thank you. You would think that if you're looking at proper grammar. However, when it comes to life, people just don't get it. Yeah, now that's the big question. Any relation to Derek Jeter? Yes. I obviously look super Puerto Rican. Isn't he like Puerto Rican?
I have no idea what Derek Jeter looks like.
Really?
No idea.
You're one of the few ladies in the world that doesn't.
Now, if you're talking about David Beckham, I know what he looks like. Okay. He plays soccer or something, right?
Yeah, he announced that this is going to be his final season as a Yankee. One of the greatest shortstops, if not the greatest shortstop of all time. And I'm not a Yankees fan, but I'm a fan of that guy. He helped people get my last name right.
Here's what I know about Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
He has his own cologne line.
He does.
That's what I know about him.
He does.
And I've never smelled it, so.
Oh, wow.
Also, did you hear about this whole Facebook thing about this kid who's, he's 10 years old right now. He's turning 11.
Okay.
And his name is Colin. His mom asked him, do you want to have a birthday party? And he said, okay, now I know what he looks like. Derek Jeter. His mom asked him, do you want to have a birthday party? He said, no, what's the point? I don't have any friends, so nobody will come to my birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what happened. His mom then decided, apparently Colin has a form of autism and Asperger's. And so he apparently just not making friends super easily at school.
Okay, you know what?
No.
When we were coming back, I said, hey, let's do this great story.
Are you gonna let me finish?
And you're like,
are you gonna let me finish?
Destroying everybody's hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Gosh.
So his birthday is March 9th. It's about just under a month away. His mom decided that she was just gonna set up a Facebook page that says happy birthday, Colin. This is like to be like, hey, you have some friends. Here are your friends on Facebook. And it just started out as a small around the community thing. And it slowly grew to like hundreds of people really
hundreds?
Like.
Hundreds?
Yeah. Hundreds of people liking this Facebook page and saying, happy birthday, Colin. You're
That's
my
sweet.
Friend. When I decided to like this page
oh
on
my
Facebook,
gosh.
There were 172,000 people liking this page. Then, moments later, like right after I liked this page, I went to Instagram.
So you initiated this.
Totally me.
Totally you.
Or Ellen.
Ellen? You made it to Ellen?
Ellen said, this is my new friend Colin. And after that, it hit over 1 million likes.
Wow.
And now here's the thing about this. He doesn't know about this page. Right now, he does not know about this page. And now there's over 1.5 million likes. People are sending videos to this kid on Facebook saying, you are our friend. We love you, Colin. Happy birthday. It's going to be his 11th birthday present. His mom has set up a P.O. box to send cards and letters to Colin just to, like, inundate him and say, you are loved and you are... I thought this would be a good Pay It Forward Friday, but this has been going on all week.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Within a week, 1 million likes.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
And all because he said he didn't have any friends at school and nobody would come to his birthday party, so what's the point?
Wow.
I love it.
You need to do something like that. Pretend to be sad.
No.
Because coming up in June, Static Radio is turning 3 years old.
Yes.
We could sure use some birthday cards.
Four.
No.
Three?
Third birthday.
Dang, I'm a year out of myself.
Yeah. So, third birthday. We don't really have a birthday party lined up right now. Could sure use some birthday cards full of cash. Maybe we can book bands like Five Iron? That'd be fun.
That'd be fun, but would they do it?
Would they do our birthday party?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
They've been trying to get to Albuquerque for some time, but the cost to get them here, there's 114 members
I know.
Of your favorite band.
It's a
so
big
the
problem.
Cost to just fly them here alone is stupid.
They can sleep in my living room.
So.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so the odds of that.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that beautiful story with you.
Somebody wants to start a P.O. box thing and get a bunch of monies together for that.
We do have a P.O. box.
Nowadays, there's this thing called Kickstarter and Indiegogo. All these different things. People just trying to get money. Pillar is making a new
Not
record.
Not just trying to get money. They have a purpose.
Yeah, Pillar is making a new record.
I know. I heard about this.
And I was like, They need 50 grand. Are you kidding? Pillar's trying to raise 50 grand. That's a lot of... Oh, they're at 67,000?
Okay. This is working. Cool.
Okay.
Oh.
So they can
You know, that's
record.
What... Five Iron, going back, full circle.
Yeah.
They did a Kickstarter for their first album. They're like, okay, if you help us get $30,000 within the next, like, 60 days... it might have been 30. Within the certain amount of time, we'll go ahead and make a new album. We'll get back together and make a new album. Oh, don't worry. They raised like $200,000 within a few days.
Gosh.
Because people just went for it.
Yep. I'm going to make this happen.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
We got to take a break. What is really going to happen coming up very soon?
Theology Thursday.
Yeah, Theology Thursday. Our dear friends Brian Nixon, Jared Petro, they're going to be in studio talking about Old Earth versus New Earth versus Middle Earth versus Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, is that your theory?
That's actually Mateo's.
I know.
That's really brilliant.
Like, Teo, please
it's not
call
his.
It.
There's a real theory.
No, I know.
So,
but he loves that theory.
I would also like to send a shout out to Paul in Houston who just gave me that joke. It was great. I think maybe we should just do that. Middle Earth versus Hollow Earth.
No.
And say, okay, but
which
the
one's
real
more...
question is...
Which, you know what? That's how we're going to have to lighten the mood is to make that joke repeatedly.
So that they're still friends at the end of this.
Yeah.
People get heated about this very thing, so we are going to lovingly discuss New Earth versus Old Earth from a biblical perspective.
I mean, what are the probabilities of Hollow Earth actually existing?
Hollow Earth?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Middle Earth is more fun, but
yeah.
Hollow Earth...
It depends on when you're visiting Middle Earth, because, you know, there are some times where it's like, this is wonderful and beautiful, and then there's other times where it's like, orcs and lava and crazy, and I just got stabbed.
Man.
Yeah. So it depends on when you're visiting.
Good
I would say
know.
not during the re-rise of Sauron would be a good time to visit.
You know, I
not
think you're right.
During that.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Or when the dwarves decide to go poke the dragon, because that's probably not a good time.
And
because Smaug just comes out and...
The movies weren't 100% accurate, because you think, well, then I'll just go to the Shire. No big deal. And I'll just hang out at the Shire. But the Shire was taken over by orcs.
Saruman. Yeah, Saruman
and
showed
yeah,
up. And
for a while.
Samwise had to go, like, fix that situation.
He was like Neville Longbottom.
Yeah. We lost half of our audience.
Dang it.
The other
Dang
half's
it.
About to be bored out of their mind.
Okay.
Taking a quick break. Coming
on.
Right back. Theology Thursday. Old Earth, New Earth, Middle Earth, Hollow Earth. Yeah.
Earth.
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 Earth, yo. Earth, too. No.
No, please.
None
don't.
Of that.
No.
I promise. Welcome to Earth. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.